T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, Greg, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Couldn't be better. How about you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for taking the time. I wanted to talk to you today regarding our Vinyl for Vets effort here to raise money for Clear Path for Veterans New England. And I want to start by asking, you were in the Army for 30 years, is that correct?
23.
23? Okay. And you were...
That was enough.
That was enough? Well, that's quite a long time at any job, really, but that's dedication right there. And you were a... Well, in some of the speeches I watched of you, you were a Green Beret, but you said on a couple occasions, not really, because that's just a hat, right?
Right. Yeah, I found out after all the work it took to earn that thing that it didn't even block the sun out of my eyes or keep my head dry. I was still Greg. I was still very human and very flawed, and I paid a high price for the perception that I was something different.
Now, you went through just a harrowing experience. You saw a lot of combat, but... you were wounded while on tour in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My last mission in combat was the one where I got blown up.
Now, can you describe that incident just a little bit to give some folks a background on what you went through?
Well, in 2006, we were part of Operation Medusa in the Kandahar province, and that turned in... to the Battle of Spurwangar for 3 Special Forces A teams, and we were tasked with the responsibility of being a maneuver element for a much greater NATO force that surrounded us, and they would serve as a blocking force for any Taliban we could flush out of the middle. But the Taliban weren't flushing. They were standing and fighting and even augmenting their forces to come against us, So for days, we were fighting against over 1,000 Taliban.
And how did you get wounded?
On the fifth day of fighting, we had already run out of ammo a couple times and been resupplied from the air. We had some dismounted guys go around and up a hilltop, and the activity got so great on the other side that we had to move a weapons vehicle to the top of the hill in an attempt to shoot over their heads and repel the enemy so they could withdraw effectively. But my driver and I never made it to the top of the hill. We were hit by a remotely detonated IED.
And what injuries did you sustain in that incident?
I had extensive third-degree burns and penetrating injuries. So I had significant loss of my intestines, and my right lower leg was... it was just about traumatically amputated. It was just holding on by a flap of skin and tissue, but as a credit to our greater military support team, doctors restored my foot and ankle after 18 hours of vascular surgery. So it took me about a year and a half as an Army patient to recover.
How many surgeries did you go through?
Well, 17 procedures that I paid attention to.
Yeah. And you were medically trained. You were basically a medic. And is it fair to call you a medic for your team?
Yes, sir. I was the medical sergeant on the Green Beret A team. And that means we often operate where there is no doctor. So we have to act in a pretty high medical capacity in order to conserve the fighting strength of the team and also provide support for the local population. And that facilitates U.S. foreign policy better. Often in special forces, though, we're not a medic until something goes tragically wrong.
So with that training, at that moment when you, I don't know if you were able to realize how the extent of your injuries, I mean, were you able to guide people on how to treat you?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's bad fortune or good or just a mixed blessing, but I was conscious for the better part of 2 hours after I was wounded. And I'd seen wounds like that, but they were already dead. And so I knew I was in deep trouble, and I was trying to assist these non-medical personnel in ways to provide stopgap measures that might save my life. And they did a great job. And some people have told me, you know, that that's heroic, but I know deep down that was nothing but self-preservation. And I think for all of us, winning comes down to survival. And I think some people act valiantly and bravely, like Jude Voss did for me, pulling me out of the fire. He got second-degree burns on himself, just putting the fire out on me. That's heroic, but trying to save your own life isn't.
You, one of your speeches, you kind of, I don't know if bristled is the right word, but you don't really like the label hero when someone applies it to you. In fact, for instance, you gave your wife a great deal of credit for helping you recover, and you said that the families that that go along and that support people in the military, especially those who reenlist and go through the waiting and the phone calls and things like that, that they're really they're real heroes also.
Well, I have to tell you, and part of the reason I love Clear Path for Veterans New England so much is because they don't forget about the shadow warriors. We have support networks at home. We have spouses and children and siblings and neighbors and friends, greater communities of people who have never raised their right hand to swear in and serve. But the commitment that they wind up living up to, so many of them, even exceeds some of us in uniform. And that can never be forgotten. It is heroic to step up and save the day, save the year, save a life. I know many people probably would have committed suicide if they hadn't had the kind of people that they did providing strength, who had never committed to serve in those ways. So here's to the Shadow Warriors, and I'm thankful for Clear Path for keeping families together and helping them find a way forward after such brutal things.
Yeah, it's the adjustment from being in a hostile area and then coming home. What is the even if you're not you weren't wounded, but the adjustment part, what do you think is the most challenging to someone who has gone from one extreme to the other?
Yeah, I think the military, particularly with extended time in service, you learn how to train yourself and arm yourself, not just with weapons, but psychologically to prepare for the things that happen. So the switch gets turned on, and the military trains you and teaches you, and you become conditioned to be switched on with your head on a swivel, full security. You know how far it can go and how bad it can get, so you're ready all the time. But we don't require that kind of readiness back at home in America as civilians. And so what isn't taught or trained is how to turn that switch back off and how to redirect. And so I think that reception and reintegration become two of the most important things for veterans, and that's what Clear Path is so good at.
And, again, in one of your speeches, you urge people to talk to veterans, talk to people who are serving. And how important is that, just to maybe talk and listen to people who are trying to adjust or who have gone through traumatic experiences?
Well, what you're talking about now, to me, is a very critical point, and it's the civil military union that we need, because we all started off as citizens, and then we became warriors as veterans, and then we're returning to being citizens. And for some people, it's very difficult to switch back to civilian and live a normal life after those experiences. And I think the answer is not as much surrounding ourselves with other veterans as it is becoming immersed in a grateful nation that these days actually welcomes us home. And so we'll find out how normal we are when we find out that the experiences of others can be just as traumatic without even going to war. These aren't military things, they're human. And the more we share, I think the better we'll do as one team in a greater fight.
Yeah, I think the important thing is to realize you're not alone in what you're going
through. That's
right. Yeah, and to find the support of others and share that. Yeah, you're right, that's huge. That's huge whether you served in the military or any other really traumatic experience.
I love your perspective, and I'm thankful for the awareness you're putting on this, and I think you've got the right approach to help make a difference. So thank you.
Well, Greg Stube, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much for your service to this country, and thank you for what you're continuing to do to help other people who have served. And we're all very proud of our veterans. And thank you very much for your help.
Hey, thank you very much. And I just want to reiterate for everyone out there listening, I'm so happy that we get to be one team in one fight like this. And today I'd like you to think about supporting Clear Path for Veterans New England. I've witnessed the kind of contact they have with veterans and families. I've seen how they restore families that are broken, and they help put people on the right path in their effort to regain normalcy after hell on earth. So anything you can do would help a lot. And we're all going to have veterans as neighbors and friends, and it can make a difference if we just lock arms and march forward together.
Greg, thank you very much.
Hey, God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.